We interrupt this broadcast to bring you a special news bulletin direct via satellite from our on-the-spot task force.
No sports, no rock, no information for mindless chatter. We're your station.
Stand by for news.
News on the mark.
Newsroom in New York.
You have tuned in Turn on the News, the weekly newscast from the radio network, with all the radio coverage of the radio. Now with computerized news readers, with fewer meddling humans, and more aggregated reporting and automated music. Tune in Turn on the News each week for the latest news, radio art, and more from our robot reporters, making sure you hear both sides, good and evil, every time you turn on the news.
Then I'll just, there's good news.
These are dangerous times.
According to a recent report, the news network CNN is serious about getting into comedy and is even considering hiring a comedian to host one of its primetime shows.
The Late Show has acquired a sneak peek of CNN's new primetime programming.
Joseph R. Biden's allegedly hiding docs in his garage too. We'll have more on the story coming up shortly with our very own Manu Raju.
Meanwhile, at Fox News, they already have comedians on the air.
Woke M&Ms have returned. The green M&M got her boots back, but apparently is now a lesbian, maybe? And there's also a plus-sized, obese purple M&M. So we're going to cover that, of course, because that's what we do.
Women M&Ms! You know, it's my favorite story today. Say it again. Women M&Ms! The parent company for M&Ms, Mars, has debuted new feminist bags of, quote, celebrate women everywhere who are flipping the status quo. The new brand features an all-female lineup of M&M characters. One includes green and brown M&Ms holding bags on the beach. When you look at the package, the women are upside down. And I understand flipped, but thank you very much. We stand on our own. We don't need to be shown on a package looking crazy upside down.
I said upside down, you're turning me.
No. We don't need to look crazy. We need to look sane, you know, complaining about candy packaging on a news network. Normal. Come on. Really? Another thing they're upset about over there was this photo of these two female M&M mascots, okay, holding hands there. Keep in mind, this tweet is from 2015. So naturally, they were complaining about it yesterday.
Apparently, there's new lesbian characters. It's a female empowerment. I just didn't know that when I was eating, like, an orange right now. Is this orange a man or a woman?
Easy. It's easy, Pete. The ones with an M, okay, right there. The ones with an M, those right there, those are for men, okay? And the women have a W, okay? Lady candy. And come on, Pete, we're all adults. We know all candy is gendered, okay? First of all, Snickers. Woman. Milk duds, milk dudes, okay? Three Musketeers, a polyamorous gay thruple. Baby Ruth, not sure. The gender reveal started a series of wildfires in California. And candy corn, you got yourself a bag of clitorises.
Upside down, boy, you turn me inside out and round and round.
When it comes to job approval ratings, Joe Biden went through a rough stretch last year. His numbers were down, gas prices were up, inflation was rampant, and he was constantly getting hammered by reporters with tough questions. You could see it in his body language. During press conferences, he'd just close his eyes and put his head down like the questions were causing him physical pain. That's what my mom does when my dad starts telling a story she's heard multiple times.
Oh, my God. Nobody cares that the car wash forgot to charge you for the spray wax.
And you could tell just how low his confidence was. Remember how he used to do that thing where he'd list his accomplishments, but he'd whisper them into the mic like they were a secret?
Hey, guys. I think it's time to give ordinary people a tax break.
I made it clear to my friends up in Nantucket in that area.
I don't want to hear any more about you don't like looking at him.
You know, Michelle, he knows, we all know, he couldn't have done it without you.
Asking me, well, you know, guess what? Employers can't find workers. I said, yeah, pay them more. I wrote the bill on the environment. I got them $1.9 trillion relief so far.
Biden was so cautious at the time, he was afraid people would find out what he was doing.
Look. Let's just keep this between you, me, and the TV cameras, okay?
I mean, was he answering questions at a press conference or trying not to spook a horse? Was that the press conference where all the reporters were horses?
All right, steady now, steady. Let's do this in an orderly fashion. Any questions?
That whisper is the same move I pull when I try to trick my kids into doing something they don't want to do.
All right, guys, I got a super-duper secret mission for you, but you can't tell Mom. We got to clean up all our Legos as fast as possible.
But they know it's bull****, so they immediately start making demands. I want a lollipop, I want a Paw Patrol, and they just keep screaming at me until I pull a Biden.
Upside down, boy, you turn me.
Point is, things were going great for Biden polling-wise. Then he scored a string of legislative victories. Gas prices fell, inflation slowed down, unemployment stayed low, and Republicans melted down after a disastrous midterm election that left them with a weak and fractious majority in the House. And according to The Economist, Biden's net job approval is now positive, with 47% who approve versus 45% who disapprove. Those are Biden's best numbers since July 2021. I mean, I would say Biden did cartwheels through the White House when he heard those numbers, but I think we all know that would not end well. The point is, Biden's approval ratings are up now, and Americans are happy with the way he's doing his job. He's riding high, and I'm sure nothing could possibly screw that up.
Attorney General Merrick Garland appointed a special counsel to oversee the investigation of classified documents found on President Biden's property.
Inside out and round and round.
Well, or as Biden would say, well, so obviously, it's not great for Biden that there's a special counsel looking into the storage of classified documents from his time as vice president. Although there are huge differences between this and Trump's case, which we'll get to in a sec. Biden's team reportedly found a small number of documents at two locations, including the garage where his Corvette is parked, which he was asked about today.
According to President Joe Biden, these classified documents were found in his personal library and in the garage of his home in Wilmington, Delaware. Just moments ago, Biden addressed the matter very briefly, saying it was a locked garage where he also keeps his Corvette.
I'm going to get a chance to speak on all this, God willing, soon. But as I said earlier this week, people, and by the way, my Corvette's in a locked garage, okay? So it's not like you're sitting out in the street. But as I said earlier this week, people know I take classified documents and classified material seriously. I also said we're cooperating fully and completely with the Justice Department's review.
I mean, I guess if you're going to store classified documents somewhere, you might as well do it next to your kick-ass Corvette, you know, so that when they eventually find them, you can brag that you have a Corvette. If I took classified documents, I'd keep them next to my Emmy statue just so when the feds came to my house, I could say, oh, that old thing, it's just an Emmy award. It's for songwriting, but they all count the same. I will say, it's a fitting place to find them, considering Trump had his classified documents at Mar-a-Lago, because Biden's Mar-a-Lago is definitely a garage with a Corvette in it. Honey, I'm off to my private club. You mean the garage? That's right. Car-a-Lago! Also, I like Biden's insistence that the Corvette was locked away. That baby's locked away. It's never coming out. One time I left it parked in the street and some kids in the neighborhood took it for a joyride. I'll never forget what I heard as they were driving away. Mueller! Now, obviously, this is not great for Biden, and he shouldn't have had those documents. Although, personally, I feel like finding a small number of classified documents at someone's home or office is not a big deal, as long as they give them back, which is true for Trump, too. If Trump had just given back all the documents when he was asked, we wouldn't have had a problem, and that's the difference, right? Biden is cooperating fully, turning over all the documents immediately, looking for more. Trump refused to turn them over for more than a year after repeated requests, claims he could declassify them with his mind, lied about them, and even moved them around, which is what led to the FBI search that discovered even more classified documents that Trump had refused to turn over, which makes the GOP attempt to draw a false equivalence between the two very silly.
Why aren't they in there right now with subpoenas going through every single record there?
Where's
classified
the raid?
Documents. Right. Where is the raid?
And let me FBI raid.
We have a quote here from Representative James Comer from the Oversight Committee who said, quote, is the White House going to be raided tonight? Are they going to raid the Biden Center?
Monday night in a post, Trump asked, when is the FBI going to raid the many homes of Joe Biden? Perhaps even the White House.
Why would the FBI raid someone who is already handing over everything they're asking for? I don't know, maybe so they could get a sneak peek at that Corvette? FBI, open up. Now hand over the keys to that car and retract the roof. I want to feel the wind in my hair. Why does Trump think they should raid the White House? If there's anywhere classified documents should be, it's the White House. Trump would make an awful detective. Okay, guys, now we just need to find some evidence. I say we raid the evidence locker. They're all in bags. This is very suspicious. There's labels, everything's in a bag. Again, the situation, there's dead bodies in the morgue. Bad news. Call homicide. I opened up one of those drawers. I figured it out. Again, the situations are very different, although the timing is not great, given that Biden has been riding high in the polls. And as a general rule, whenever Biden is riding high, the GOP and Fox News crank up the freakometer to try to scare you about something dumb, like the war on Christmas or woke M&Ms, for example. You might remember that early in Biden's presidency, Fox claimed he was trying to ban hamburgers.
Say goodbye to your burgers if you want to sign up for the Biden climate agenda.
He wants to cut out 90% of the red meat that you all eat. That's 4 pounds a year.
No burgers on July 4th. No steaks on the Barbie. I'm sure middle America is just going to love that.
I'm sorry, but what American refers to the barbecue as the Barbie? You sound like an Australian spy trying to blend in as an undercover American. Hey, blokes, who wants to grill some American hamburgers on the Barbie? Then we can go on a walkabout into the outback to look for some koalas, maybe play the didgeridoo. I mean, the guitar. Crikey, I think they're on to me, mate. Hard as it is to believe, none of that was true. Despite greedy old Joe Biden trying to get his sweaty paws on your hamburgers, red meat was still legal on July 4th, so now Fox has moved on to yet another loopy little freakout. Biden is coming to your house to take away your gas stove.
Could the Biden administration be coming for your gas stove? The answer is yes.
Joe Biden's climate change agenda now targeting your kitchen.
Your family dinner is about to get a lot less tasty.
The White House is now attempting to ban all gas ovens and burners.
Biden's coming for your gas stove. A ban on your gas stove.
Ban gas-powered stoves.
A stove like this one could be banned soon.
Your gas stove may be bye-bye.
I'm not giving up my gas stove.
If you touch my propane, then I'm really going to be ticked
off. Yeah, it's not happening.
Nobody's going to tell me I can't cook with gas.
Nobody's going to tell me I can cook with gas. You could try, but I'm not going to hear you because I never stop talking. And when I talk, I can't even hear a jet plane when it flies overhead. Now, I do say, I just realized if you averaged out Joe Biden and Jeanine Pirro, you would get one normal speaking voice. Then there was Congressman Ronny Jackson from Texas. You might remember him. Jackson had his own little meltdown on Twitter where he wrote, "I'll never give up my gas stove. If the maniacs in the White House come for my stove, then they can pry it from my cold, dead hands. Come and take it." I do like to imagine what circumstances would lead to someone dying while clutching their gas stove. "Honey, I think there's a burglar downstairs. Hand me my stove." Then the cops would show up all confused. "Well, I guess we better pry that thing from his cold, dead hands." "Good news, Chief. The hands aren't actually that cold, you know, on account of him holding the stove." Although I think my favorite example has to be this one from Tucker Carlson, who was in the middle of a segment about something completely different when he said this.
"At the same time, these same people are telling us that it's, quote, dangerous to use a natural gas stove in your home because of emissions, but they're not concerned about smoking meth? Like, at some point, you have to wonder, like, what's really going on here?"
Yeah, man, what the hell? When are they finally going to make meth illegal? But he's right about one thing. You really do have to wonder. I mean, what's going on here? They want to take your stove away, but they don't care if you smoke meth? Or are they going to take your stove and replace it with a meth lab? And then if everyone has a meth lab in their home, what will happen to the price of meth on the street? Will this put hardworking Americans like Gustavo Fring out of work? Maybe you're thinking, can he just fall back on his restaurant, Los Pollos Hermanos? Not anymore, he can't. Because they took his stove. So here's what's actually going on. Recent studies have confirmed something scientists have been researching for a long time, which is that gas stove pollution can be harmful and cause a variety of health problems, including childhood asthma. In fact, the risks are on par with exposure to secondhand smoke. Now, let me just stop here to say that it doesn't exactly shock me to find out that burning gas inside your house on a daily basis might not be, like, the best thing for you. Maybe this is new information, but it can't be that surprising. Then a member of the U.S. Consumer Product Safety Commission said this is a hidden hazard. Any option is on the table. Products that can't be made safe can be banned. That was quickly clarified yesterday by the chair of the commission, who said, "I am not looking to ban gas stoves, and the commission has no proceedings to do so." So the whole freakout was much ado about nothing. No one is taking your gas stove. That said, you can get cash incentives from the government to switch to an electric or induction stove if you want, which is better for both you and the environment, but it is up to you. If you feel really strongly about it, you can keep cooking with gas.
Upside down, boy, you turn me inside out and round and round.
We made a bunch of jokes for the 4 years the previous billionaire president ruled with malicious intent and exploited our democracy to pay for the gold plating on his toilets. And that was fun. But I gotta say, I feel much safer in the hands of this president, who's just a regular old Joe Six Gaff. But that said, gaffes are piling up. For instance, last night we learned that Biden aides have found a second batch of classified documents at a new location. No! Say it ain't so, Joe.
Say it ain't so, Joe. Say it ain't so.
What are you doing? I know you're retirement age. Are you starting a collection? They're classified documents, not spoons from the Delaware Train Museum. Find another fun thing. Find another youthful indiscretion. Tomorrow.
Five more classified documents were found at his home in Delaware, along with 9,000 stolen packets of Sweet and Low. That brings the number of documents Biden had laying around up to around 24. And of course, even though he himself withheld more than 300 classified documents and he refused to return, Trump weighed in bigly on this. He wrote, "The White House just announced there are no logs or information of any kind on visitors to the Wilmington House and flimsy, unlocked, and unsecured, but now very famous garage. Maybe they're smarter than we think. This is one of seemingly many places where highly classified documents are stored in a big pile on the damp floor. Mar-a-Lago is a highly secured facility with security cameras all over the place and watched over by staff and our great Secret Service. I have info on everyone." Sure. You had 300 top secret documents in your bra closet behind a ranch dressing fountain. Of course you have info on everyone. It's You had to be throwing everyone except for when Kanye brought that white supremacist over for dinner. Then you had no info at all. But Republicans are outraged. They say they want Biden treated the same way they treated Trump.
Upside down.
But they still don't want Trump treated the way they treated Trump. It's very complicated. The big question is, why are these documents even allowed out of the White House at all?
Upside down. Boy, you turned me.
Defenders of the president are saying this was an honest mistake, and his team has been cooperative, plus lawyers say it happens all the time. Good to know. Counterpoint, maybe it shouldn't. Maybe,
come on.
And I don't know if we have the technology, maybe when you check out a document, there's some kind of card that gets stamped. And then if you don't return the document on time, there's an overdue document fee that you have to pay, or you're not allowed to check out the next exciting volume of Nancy Drew and the Status of Iran's Nuclear Program. After, thank you. I'm just saying. After the first classified documents were found last November, Biden's team started a thorough sweep, and this time they uncovered a second batch in a storage area in Biden's garage. This morning, the president responded to accusations that he just left these documents sitting around next to his Corvette.
I'm going to get a chance to speak on all this, God willing, soon. But as I said earlier this week, people, and by the way, my Corvette's in a locked garage. Okay, so it's not like you're sitting out in the street.
Come on. You think I'd leave? Come on, guys. I just want you to know. Listen, for the record, it's in a locked garage. You think I might leave my sweet cherry vet on the main drag where some street thugs could scuff it with their switchblades? No siree. Keep that baby locked up tight in my garage. Sunday afternoons, I go in there and buff it with a handful of missile maps. This continuing game of whack-a-doc has caught the attention of Attorney General and Keebler Elf, who invested his cookies into a high-yield savings account. Merrick Garland. You may remember last year, Garland assigned a special prosecutor to look into the former president's Mar-a-Lago document stash, among other things. Well, today, he announced the sequel.
I'm here today to announce the appointment of Robert Herr as a special counsel pursuant to Department of Justice regulations governing such matters.
Specifically, we're talking about former Maryland U.S. Attorney Robert Herr, who was appointed by the previous president. Do you know who might also be getting a special counsel soon? Newly elected Congressman George Santos, seen here talking to his dad, Bruce Springsteen. Wow, I didn't know. Bruce must be so proud. Yesterday, the New York Times got a copy of the resume Santos gave to the Nassau County Republican Party after they sent him a standard vetting questionnaire. Yes, they asked him the standard questions for any prospective GOP candidate, like, what is your work experience? Where did you go to school? And which Lady M&M turns you on the most? Answer? Almond, obviously. The resume was full of lies, but one job we know he had for sure was con man, because Santos received payments from a company out there called Harbor City Capital that the SEC accused of running a $17 million pyramid scheme. But Santos insists it was not a scam and that he is, in fact, a pyramid. Santos.
Just keeps coming.
Really?
Just keeps
coming. Applause.
Just keeps coming.
Applause for that joke. See the minute by minutes on that one. Santos is such a liar that yesterday the Long Island GOP themselves held a press conference demanding that he resign forthwith. But this morning, Santos says he's not backing down.
I will not resign. I will be continuing to hold my office elected by the people.
And how do you feel like you're able to serve your people?
Okay. It looks like he tripped there. But according to Santos, he didn't. He was just kicking in the winning goal at the World Cup. So Santos says he's staying put, though as reporters continued to hound him around the Capitol, he seemed to leave an out.
Will you resign if the voters call for you?
142 people asked for me to resign, I'll resign.
I'm guessing when that door closed, he pressed all the buttons and prayed for the cable to snap. Because that's a weird answer, and that's a weirdly specific number. If 142 people asked him to resign, he would do it. For the record, the Ed Sullivan holds about 450 people. And I'm going to guess at least 142 of them would make a better congressman than George Santos. Later, when asked about that weirdly specific amount, Santos told a reporter he meant to say 142,000 voters who voted for me, claiming the elevator cut that part off. No, it didn't. He knows about cameras, right? Let's watch it again.
142 people asked for me to resign.
The number 142 is in the middle of that sentence. If we are to believe George Santos, and I don't recommend it, what he was going to say was, if 142 people ask me to resign, I'll resign 1,000.
The preceding show was recorded at Wave Farms WGXC in the Hudson Valley in New York State.